It's always going to be a constant kind of like, I guess, trifecta of weaving. Like the wounded child is always going to be there and she's never going to go away. And she's also not something to be gotten rid of. It's kind of a little bit like a layered effect. And maybe you're not saying this, but I'm just going to say it anyway. It's a little bit like a layered effect. So if we've got like, first of all, when we start cultivating wholeness, it's like, oh, wow, this resource of love and peace and clarity is available to me as my birthright. And then once we start identifying like the different aspects of our psyche, the way in which we work it here is on the energetic level. The wounded child on an energetic level could we can know about these parts of our psyche through consciousness, but on an energetic level, which is more related to the attachment system and the energy body. And the nervous system can spend a whole lifetime like never being tended. And so when we first meet the wounded child, she's like, you've got to give me like a shit ton of attention because you haven't been looking after me. And so layers of the wounded child that are going to be like really stuck in like old patterns and old beliefs and old things. But the more and more we come into relationship with her as a source of vulnerability rather than a problem that needs to be fixed, the more that she then becomes like a major informant of our true feminine nature. We have to do the backlog work because she's like, yo, we've been like all that thing that happened 25 years ago, like, where were you? And all that thing that happened in my past life, by the way, part of the skill is like, being able to embrace the vulnerability from a place of like presence, as just merely a feeling that's happening right now in my body. And then if there's any backstory, any trigger, that's when the kind of like holding of the wounded child needs to be tended to. But in essence, like she is a direct cord to our feeling capacity. So that's always going to come up. So especially as you're like expanding into these places of like, oh my God, I'm peace and clarity, it's inevitable that all of these places are going to come up and she's going to be like, you're going to be like, hey, I'm off this way. She's like, no, wait a minute. Like, remember the time that you did that, this and this and that and that. And like, look, I'm still like carrying all of that memory and all of that hurt. And so you're going to have to go, oh, okay. And you have to scoop her up and you're just going to have to listen to her and hold her and like, just breathe that love and peace and clarity like into her until she feels like you've got her, and which is to say you've got yourself, you've got your own nervous system capacity, you're not overriding your nerve, you're not overriding your heart, your nervous system capacity. And then you can like keep going. Essentially, like what we're opening here, we're opening up portals to resources that are innate within your psyche that have been laid dormant or we haven't had access to or been underdeveloped. And it's like these are kind of like divine frequencies, sacred part of your original design frequencies that live within the primordial memory of Earth. This is like tapping into goddess consciousness. And then we're bringing them back into your psyche. And so it's like how you bridge these primordial transpersonal influences into human with all of your vulnerability and all of your foibles and all of the wounds and stories and traumas and histories and all of the things. That's the complete package. It's like what we want to do is like bridge your humanity and your divinity, and not, it's not about transcend going out into these places of pure bliss and potential. And why wouldn't we want to hang out there and like turn our back on our humanity? But it's like, how do we activate all that so we can become more fully anchored in the sacred in our humanity? And that means we have to turn towards our humanity from these resources of sacredness for our consciousness and love into these places.